This is Sally Gilbert, Market President of Arvest Bank in Mountain Home. For more than 50 years, Arvest has served our customers and the communities in which we work well. We offer a broad range of financial services that help us fulfill our mission of providing our customers with financial solutions for life. Our customers and our community are our priorities. Visit us today and see why Arvest has been voted Best Bank in the Twin Lakes area 4 years in a row. We're here for you.
Member FDIC.
Well, it will be Mountain Home's basketball to start this final quarter as they trail Greene County Tech by a score of 33-32. Zane Butler hitting a big shot there towards the end of the third quarter to give the Tech the lead back. Here's Peters with on the right side. Throws up top to Cruz, who checked in between quarters. Over to Gilbert on the left now. Up top to Benton. Finds Peters near the left corner. Now back up top to Benton. He's going to try for the three-pointer, and good! Talon Benton with 9 points. Ninth lead change of the night. Mount Home on top, 35-33. Here is Chambers trying to answer for Tech. He cannot get that to go, and Mount Home gets the rebound. Chambers tried a three at the top. Here's Gilbert into the front court, throws over to Benton on the right side. Up top to Cruz. Now he'll dribble a little more to the left wing. Throws up top to Peters. Over to Cruz. Back to Peters. Over to Gilbert on the right. Now up top to Benton. He's going to try another three-pointer. This one will not go. Jones gets offensive rebound. He goes back up with a layup. Off the glass and in. Matt Jones in double figures with 10 points. 37-33. Mount Home has a two-possession lead. Here is Chambers with it up top. Throws over to Law back on the right side. He's going into the lane. Going up for the layup. Off the glass and in. Peyton Law back with 5 points, and that's back to a two-point lead for Mountain Home. 6:40 left of the game. 37-35 our score. Gilbert walks the ball into the front court, throws over to Benton on the left wing. Back up top to Gilbert. Over on the right side, it goes to Peters. Up top to Cruz. Over to Gilbert on the left. Gilbert throws to Benton near the top. He's going into the lane. Trying to throw it to Jones. Pass was nowhere near him. It will be knocked away and stolen by Tech. Nice turnover against Mountain Home. Here is Butler back the other way. He's going to pull up at the free throw line for the jumper. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Mountain Home. They'll get the ball back and keep the two-point lead. A little over 6 minutes left to play in this contest. Gilbert throws it into the front court to Peters. He has it on the right side. Now he's going into the lane. Now finding Jones on the low block and an offensive foul. Peters just got a little too close to a defender there. That is their 10th turnover of the night. Colt Peters picks up his first personal foul, team foul number 3. Against Mountain Home, and I believe the Bombers just called timeout. So we will break with 5:56 left to play in the game. Mountain Home leads Greene County Tech 37-35. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
It's your favorite thing to do, the way you de-stress and remind yourself that life is good, but now your game is slipping and it just hurts too much. At Knox Orthopedics, they've heard that story a lot, and they get it. Whatever your thing is, running, golfing, biking, fishing, the pain of joint damage or soft tissue injuries might mean giving up that fun stuff, and that's just wrong. Call the Knox Orthopedic Surgeons, Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, or Jason McConnell. They'll help you up your game.
Well, it will be Greene County Tech's basketball coming out of the timeout as Mountain Home took their third timeout. They've got two left. Tech still with all five of theirs. 5:56 left of the game. It is Mountain Home leading 37-35. Inbound pass goes to Butler. He'll walk it into the front court. Half-court man-to-man defense for Mountain Home. Ball goes over to Forbes, who checked in during the timeout. Now Lawback has up at the top. Throws over to Butler on the left side. He'll dribble up between the circles. Throws over to Cancel on the left. Up top to Forbes. Over to Butler on the right. Now up top to Lawback. And a foul away from the ball. Called on Mountain Home. Talon Benton picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number 4 against Mountain Home here in the second half. 5:37 left as it will be Dawson Greer inbounding it on the baseline for the Golden Eagles. Gets into Cancel in the left corner. Throws out to Butler on the wing. Now up top to Forbes. Now Laubach has it up at the top. He'll give it to Butler, who will set up the offense. Now Greer has it up at the top. Tried to throw it to Butler. Pass was stolen by Colton Peters as Tech's fifth turnover of the night. And back comes Mountain Home with a chance to make it a two-possession game once again. Here is Cruz with it on the left wing. Skip pass to Wyatt Gilbert on the right side. Now up top to Peters. Over to Benton on the left. Finds Jones in the lane for the alley-oop. Layup's good! Matt Jones with 12 points. 39-35, Mountain Home leading it. Now Green County Tech's going to take their first timeout of the night. War break with 4:47 left to play in the game. Mountain Home leading Green County Tech 39-35. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Well, a big layup by Matt Jones to give Mountain Home a little bit of cushion there. 4:47 left to play in this game. It is Mountain Home leading Green County Tech 39-35. Golden Eagles with the ball. Chambers inbounds it to Butler. We are back underway. Back over to Chambers. Now Laubach has it on the left wing. Up top to Butler. Over on the right side to Boland. Back up to Butler. Looks like Mountain Home in a 2-3 zone defense now. Butler takes the screen, drills to the right side. Now goes back up to the top. Now over to Laubach on the left. Back up top to Butler. Over on the right side to Boland. Back up to Butler. Over to Laubach on the left side. He drills down toward the corner. Now throws it back up top to Butler. Over on the right side it goes to Boland. Now over to Chambers to Cancel. Now back to Boland. He still has it on the right side. A little over 4 minutes left to play. Wow, it looks like Tech might have gone away with illegal screen there. No call there, but anyways, the action resumes. Butler has it on the left side, throws it to on the right to Boland. Down to Laubach in the corner. He's going to try for the three-pointer. Good. Peyton Laubach with 8 points, and that cuts Mount Jones' lead back to a point. Well, it makes Matt Jones' layup even bigger. Over 3.5 minutes left to play. 39-38, Bombers with the ball in the lead. Gilbert into the front court, throws over to Peters on the left side. Up top to Benton. And a foul away from the ball called on Green County Tech. That is on Peyton Laubach. That is his fourth personal foul. Seventh team foul, so a 1-1 coming up for... I thought that was a seventh team foul. They've got that at 6. I believe that's supposed to be a 1-1. Inbound pass goes to Colton Peters, so I guess no 1-1. And the turnover by Mountain Home as a pass to Matt Jones was knocked away by Cade Cantilla. And back the other way, a foul is going to be called on Mountain Home. That is on Luke Cruz. That is his fourth personal foul, team foul number 5, against Mountain Home. And that was on the shot attempt, so it will be Cade Cantilla at the free throw line, where so far he's 3-4 with 9 points. Make it 3-5 as he misses the first one here. A big miss, so they can't take the lead on this possession. They can still tie it, though. 3:22 left as Cancillo's second free throw is up. No good. He misses both, and Matt Jones gets the rebound. So Mountain Home will keep the one-point lead as Gilbert walks it into the front court. Dribbles to the left side. Now throws up top to Peters. Well, they put 7 fouls up there now. But that should have been a 1-1 Mountain Home got earlier, but no go there. Now Cruz has it on the left side. Over to Benton in the corner. Back to Cruz. Up top to Gilbert. Over to Peters on the on the right. Now Benton has it up at the top. Over to Gilbert on the left. Up top to Cruz. Tries to throw it down. I don't know if he's throwing it to Jones or Peters, but either way, Gilbert gets the steal. And back they come. Here is Chambers with a three-pointer. Good. Brennan Chambers with his first 3 points of the night, and that is our 10th lead change of the evening as Tech goes on top 41-39, less than 2.5 minutes left. Here's Gilbert with it up top, throws it to Peters there. Peters will give it to Benton. Now finds Cruz on the left side. Cruz dribbling down, and he's going to draw the blocking foul. 1-1 coming up for Luke Cruz with 2:18 left of the game. Brendan Chambers picks up his third personal foul, team foul number 8 against the Golden Eagles. So 1-1 coming up for Luke Cruz. He's so far 2-2 from the free throw line with 2 points. This game's got 10 lead changes and 6 ties so far. Luke Cruz's first free throw is up. In and out, no good. He misses the front end, and the rebound's controlled by the Golden Eagles. So, Butler into the front court. Over 2 minutes left, and a foul called on Talon Benton. That is his second personal foul, team foul number 6. Against Mountain Home. So the next one will put the Golden Eagles in the bonus. Luke Cruz checks out a game, being replaced by Hunter Bashirs. Butler takes the inbound pass from Jake Bowen. Ball goes over to Chambers on the right side, up top to Cantilla, over to Butler on the left. Less than 2 minutes left. Up top to Cantilla. He's going to go down into the lane, going up for the layup. His basket counts, and he is fouled. So, okay, Cantilla goes back to the free throw line for the old-fashioned three with 1:53 left. Talon Benton picks up his third personal foul, team foul number 7 against Mountain Home. So Luke Cruz coming back into the game, replacing Matt Jones. Cantilla now double figures with 11 points, and he can make it 12 with this free throw. It's now a 2-possession lead for the Golden Eagles. Free throw by Cantilla, no good, and the rebound's controlled by Luke Cruz. And ball goes into the front court to Peters. And that's a late travel call. He may have traveled, but I don't know what they were waiting on, why they were waiting to call it. That is the 13th turnover against the Bombers. 1:48 left to play in this game. Butler will take the inbound pass. Ball goes into the front court to Lawback. Now to Cancillo in the right corner. Now to up top to Butler. They're trying to trap a little bit. Ball goes down to Cantilla. He is all by himself for the easy reverse layup. Good. That's the risk you take when you trap. Someone's going to be open. 45-39, Tech leading Mountain Home. Back to the way, Peters on the low block. Throws it up top to Cruz, over to Bashirs. Thought about three. Now he'll kick it out up top to Gilbert. 1:20 left. Gilbert dribbles to the right side. He's going to try to pull up the jumper, and he loses the handle of the ball. He comes back down with it, and that's going to be a travel call. That is the 14th turnover against Mountain Home. 1:13 left to play. Tech gets the ball back, leading by 6, and Mountain Home's going to take a timeout. So we'll break with 1:13 left. It is Mountain Home. It is Green County Tech leading Mountain Home 45-39. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President of Arvest Bank in Mountain Home. For more than 50 years, Arvest has served our customers and the communities in which we work well. We offer a broad range of financial services that help us fulfill our mission of providing our customers with financial solutions for life. Our customers and our community are our priorities. Visit us today and see why Arvest has been voted Best Bank in the Twin Lakes area 4 years in a row. We're here for you.
Member FDIC.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Well, Tech with the ball leading 45-39, 1:13 left in the game. Butler takes the inbound pass, gives it to Bowen. Back to Butler. He's still got to get across the timeline. They finally do. Bowen has it, now throws it over to Greer. He's being double-teamed. His pass to Lawback. Lawback finds Cantilla, and he's going to be, it's going to be a foul before he gives it to Cantilla. So with 1 minute left, a 1-1 coming up for Peyton Lawback. Colton Peters picks up his second personal foul, team foul number 8 against Mountain Home. So 1-1 for Peyton Laubach. His first trip to the free throw line tonight. First shot is up and in. So he does earn the bonus, and that makes it a 3-possession lead for the Golden Eagles. The task becomes a lot tougher now for Mountain Home. Dawson Greer is going to check out of the game for Tech, being replaced by Brendan Chambers. Second shot for Laubach. Rolls around and finally goes in. He's now in double figures with 10 points. 47-39, an 8-point lead for Tech. Here is Peters with it. He's going into the lane, going up for the layup. No good. And Benton's going to be fouled from behind on the rebound. And 1-1 coming up for Talon Benton. Hey, Cantillo picks out his third personal foul, team foul number 9. This will be the last 1-1 for Mountain Home. Talon Benton so far 4-4 from the charity stripe with 9 points. Megan's 5-5 as he gets the first one and earns a bonus. He's now in double figures. Second shot for Benton. No good. He gets 1-2. He takes down his own rebound, and Mountain Home will keep possession. Benton with it in the left corner. Throws it out to Bashirs. Now Peters has it. Now he's going down into the lane, going up for another layup. This one will go. Colton Peters with 8 points. 47-42, Tech leading it. And the ball's knocked out of bounds. It went right off the arm of Mountain Home head coach Josh Fulcher. It will be Tech inbounding it with the near sideline with 32.4 seconds left. Dawson Greer checking back into the game, replacing Brendan Chambers. Bowen will inbound on the near sideline. He gets into Butler. Butler is going to be fouled in the backcourt. With 29.3 seconds left, Talon Benton picks up his fourth personal foul, team foul number 9 against Mountain Home. So this will be the last 1-1 for Tech. Zane Butler so far 4-4 from the free throw line with 15 points. Butler's first free throw is up and in, so he does earn the bonus. And if he makes the next one, he'll be back to a 3-possession game. Chambers checking back in for the Golden Eagles, replacing Dawson Greer. So one more free throw with 29.3 seconds left. Butler's second shot is up and in. He gets both. And now Green County Tech's going to take a timeout. We'll break with 29.3 seconds left. It is Green County Tech leading Mountain Home 49-32. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided quality orthopedic care since 1983, from consultation and advanced diagnostic testing continuing through surgery, in-house therapy, and follow-up. If you're ready to reclaim the joy of life you once lived, more mobile and pain-free, Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell repair bones, joints, and muscles that work for a living and love to play. Let their experience, skill, and focus on convenient, cost-effective services for their patients put you back in motion.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Well, Mount Tom will inbound it, trailing Green County Tech 49-42 with 29.3 seconds left. Gilbert takes the inbound pass. Quickly brings it into the front court, throws it over to Peters. Peters drills up to the top, gives it to Gilbert. He's going to try for the long three-pointer. And that's a chance, and he is fouled! A four-point opportunity coming up for Wyatt Gilbert with 21.9 seconds left. Wyatt Gilbert with his first 3 points of the night and a good time to get him, too. That foul was called on Brendan Chambers as his fourth personal foul. That's a 10th team foul, so double bonus now. But this is going to be a one-shot opportunity anyways. And Gilbert's free throw rolls around and goes in. 49-46. It's down to a one-possession game. And oh my goodness, the inbound pass goes off the back of the backboard. That is an automatic out-of-bounds call of the turnover against Green County Tech. They're 6th of the night. 21.9 seconds left, and that took no time off the clock either. So Benton will inbound it, gets into Bashirs in the right corner, back to Benton. He loses his foot and gets the ball back, though, and now Mount Tom's going to take a timeout to avoid a turnover. We'll break with 16.9 seconds left. It is Mountain Home leading, trailing Greene County Tech 49-46. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has offered continuity of care from consultation and testing through surgery, therapy, and follow-up. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in state-of-the-art evaluation and treatment of bone and joint disease, including arthroscopic surgery. The clinic features a complete radiology unit with MRI, an outpatient surgery site, and in-house therapy providing convenience and cost-effectiveness. Physician referral is not required. Call 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com to start on your road to recovery. ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
So Matt Home will inbound it. 16.9 seconds left to play in this game. It is Greene County Tech leading 49-46. They cut it to a one-possession game after Wyatt Gilbert converted a three-point play after getting fouled on a three. Luke Cruz takes the inbound pass. He has the ball knocked from behind, but he's able to get it back. Now gives it to Peters, 11 seconds. Peters drills down into the lane, going up for the layup. He's going to be fouled, and with 8.4 seconds left, he'll go to the free throw line. He's probably going to have to miss the second one on purpose because otherwise there's not going to be enough time. May not be enough time to get a shot. Well, he may be able to give some. Anyways, Colton Peters picks going to the free throw line. First shot is up and good. Matt Jones is going to check back in, replacing. I'm not sure he's replacing. Hunter Bashir is filing. So that foul was called. I'm not sure who that foul was called on. They didn't change it on the scoreboard. They had, second free throw by Peters is up, no good, and the rebound's controlled by Butler. He's quickly fouled. That took 1.4 seconds off the clock. So that foul's on Luke Cruz, and he is done for the night. Luke Cruz picks up his fifth foul, and he's going to head to the bench with 2 points. And so that foul's going to bring in Bennett Pinson to replace him. So Zane Butler gets both of these free throws. This game's going to be over. So Butler will go to the free throw line for two shots. Butler's first free throw is up and in. But Ben and Pinson will come in. And by the way, Hunter Bashir has checked in for Luke Cruz. And before the second free throw, Tech is going to take a timeout. We'll break with 7 seconds left. It is Greene County Tech leading 50-47. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President of Arvest Bank in Mountain Home. For more than 50 years, Arvest has served our customers and the communities in which we work well. We offer a broad range of financial services that help us fulfill our mission of providing our customers with financial solutions for life. Our customers and our community are our priorities. Visit us today and see why Arvest has been voted Best Bank in the Twin Lakes area 4 years in a row. We're here for you.
Member FDIC.
Right now it's a three-point lead with 7 seconds left, but Butler says one more free throw and he gets it. And now Tech is going to take another timeout. So we'll break with 7 seconds left. It is the Greene County Tech leading Mountain Home, 51-47. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Well, it's a two-possession lead once again, and Mountain Home, I think, only has four players on the court. No, they got five. Never mind. So it is it's gonna be tough for Mountain Home unless they can get another four-point play. Ben goes back to the way, going up for the three-pointer. No good. Tipped in by Pinson, but that's not going to be enough. So Ben and Pinson does get 2 points, but it's going to be Great High Tech escaping with a two-point victory and completing the season sweep over the Bomber Boys. Our final score tonight, Green County Tech defeating Mountain Home 51-49. We'll check our final numbers in a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's your favorite thing to do, the way you de-stress and remind yourself that life is good, but now your game is slipping and it just hurts too much. At Knox Orthopedics, they've heard that story a lot, and they get it. Whatever your thing is, running, golfing, biking, fishing, the pain of joint damage or soft tissue injuries might mean giving up that fun stuff, and that's just wrong. Call the Knox Orthopedic Surgeons, Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, or Jason McConnell. They'll help you up your game. ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!